This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Recently, my sister Tally Habstreet and I led a small group of people on a tour of Pine Creek to benefit the restoration of the oldest church in Roseau County, that being the original log church from Pine Creek. The congregation was formed in 1890, not the oldest congregation in Roseau County, but the church building itself is the oldest known in the county, having been completed in 1894. Other churches at the time were still using homes and other buildings for their services. Our tour included a short trip out to what is now the Roseau River Wildlife Management Area. That area was simply another place for settlers to live back in the beginnings of Pine Creek, but they were moved off that land in the 1940s and early 1950s to form the Wildlife Management Area. It lies in Pollitz Township, and today I'll read about Pollitz from the Roseau County Heritage Book, published in 1992. Wayne Tranksrud, Pollitz Township clerk at the time the book was being written, submitted this history of that township. Pollitz was organized on January 17, 1895. The first officers were William Rippenbark, chairman, Fred Andall and Peter Christensen, supervisors, Robert Reed, clerk, M. Damon, treasurer, A. Hams, assessor, William Rippenbark and William Schmidt, justices, and John Andall and Ole Norton, constables. Pollitz is the name of the place that William Schmidt came from in Germany. Being he was one of the first to come here, they chose that name for the name of the township. A post office was established at Duxby on November 2, 1897. The need was demonstrated as it was impossible to cross the slough at certain times of the year to get the mail in Moose Township. The first postmaster was Carl Peterson. The post office continued until April 30, 1938. The last postmistress was Mrs. Carl Clara Foss. Carl owned the store where the post office was located. There was also a blacksmith shop in Duxby at that time, owned by Nils M. Cederholm. The name Duxby is said to come from two Norwegian words, the D-U-X meaning ducks, and B meaning town. Because there were so many ducks in the river there, the name was appropriate. The school, District 39, was organized in the John Vick home in 1895. When there were too many students, they also had school in what they called the North School, or school number 2, in section 14 on the Hulver Foss farm. In 1913, a new school was built at Duxby and operated until the late 1940s when it was consolidated with Ross. The first teacher was Henry McCormick, and the last was Harley Tranksrud. Another submission to the Roseau County Heritage Book was from Jeanette Erickson. Most of this is from her story about Duxby. Several Icelandic families homesteaded in Pollitz Township in the 1890s. Due to the long distance to a larger town for supplies, bad roads, and gumbo, Duxby became a practical place for an inland town. The town consisted of a store, post office, schoolhouse, sawmill, and blacksmith shop run by Nils Cederholm. Mr. Cederholm was gifted in his ability to make necessary tools and items out of metal. He also ran a thresher. The post office was established November 2, 1897 with Charles Peterson as first postmaster. An article from the October 30, 1909 Herald Rustler states, the post office has been moved from Albert Hollick's to Mrs. Peter Hegstead's, where Miss Christine has assumed the role of postmistress. An item in the September 15, 1916 issue of the Herald Rustler, that's 7 years later, states, Duxby Post Office may be discontinued unless somebody is found who will assume the thankless job of postmaster. The postmistress, Miss Christine Hegstead, has resigned. In later years, the post office was in the store and was discontinued April 30, 1938. At that time, Badger became responsible for the mail for patrons of Duxby. In an interview with Jonas Vattenstall, the following names of store owners were Jay Vattenstall, Jack Rudell, Enoch Steen, Peter Hegsted, and Carl Foss. The store included a gas pump and a cream station, which bought cream and eggs. The cream was tested and the eggs were candled at the store. Sugar came in 100-pound bags and was emptied into large crocks for storage. Whole bean coffee came in gunny sacks and was stored in large red wooden barrels. Groceries and supplies were available, as well as dry goods and pretty things to buy for gifts. The store closed in the 1930s. The Duxby residents can point to their early interest in culture and the aesthetic in their lives. About 1916, Duxby had a brass band which was organized by Otto and Benny Mickelson. A five-piece orchestra furnished music for Bowery dances. Pavick Brothers, Oscar Leon and his brother, and Morris Cederholm were members. The Johnson Brothers, Leonard, Lloyd, Kenneth, and Myron, also had a fine orchestra. They were known as the Westerners and provided music in many dances and barn dances, which were popular during the summer months of the 1930s and 40s. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.